entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Shrink and Wrap Show. My name is Tracy, and I am your host. And filling in for our shrink, Peggy, is Carolina, who is a very popular life coach here in Tampa Bay area. Welcome.
Thank you.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Were you a little nervous?
A little bit. Yeah.
But you're calm.
I'm good.
You're the
I'm
life
good.
Coach. You were
just
giving
really...
us advice coming over here, right?
I'm getting good zen.
That's right. Yeah.
She doesn't know what nervous is.
I agree. That's why she's with us today. So today, our topic we will be talking about is coping in troubled times. But before we get there, I'd like to also interview, talk to Trish, who is Wrap number one, who's joining us as always. Trish, thank you for coming to our show.
Great to be here, as always.
Thank you. And as you know, you're a nonprofit correspondent. And
yes.
And Renee is our entertainment host, and Matt is our production manager. And welcome to the Shrink and Wrap family. So the purpose of our show is to be your friend by lifting your spirits and sharing thoughts and ideas in everyday living. We also like to tie in song therapy with whatever topic we might be discussing. We just want to be here to give suggestions and the beautiful things in life and in this beautiful thing called life, right? So welcome Tampa, welcome St. Pete, welcome Clearwater, Dade City, Newport Richey, Dunedin. Welcome to Tan Talk Radio here at the Shrink and Wrap Show. So if you would like to join in our conversation, please call us here at Tan Talk Line. At the Tan Talk Line, it's 727-441-3000, 727-441-3000. Feel free to call in anytime.
And you can also follow us on our YouTube channel as well through the radio station's YouTube channel as well as TanTalk1340Network.com.
Oh,
you can listen anywhere.
Wow, thanks a lot. I don't even know that. I didn't even know the frequencies. You know, because I had zero experience. And
right.
What's the station? Like, I don't know.
There's two frequencies on AM and FM. It's 1340 and 106.1 here in Clearwater. And there's 1350 and 102.3 in Dade City.
Oh.
We originally had a third frequency, but the third frequency is no longer available in Zephyr Hills. So it's just here in Clearwater and in Dade City. You can listen to us on the radio. If you're not within our frequency, listen to us online.
Okay, I appreciate that because Lori keeps asking us and I don't have the answer. So thank you.
There you go.
That's good to
know. That's what there you go.
Know.
So thank you, Matt.
Sure.
So before we begin, I'm really big into music therapy. And it to me, I don't know, for me, it's helped me through my life. Has it helped you all through your life, song therapy, basically?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I know Peggy is kind of like song therapy. What is that? You know, because she's our licensed shrink, but I'm glad to hear that you support it. But to me, it helps reduce stress. And so before we get started, I want to share an app with you. It's called Shazam. And if you're driving, of course, don't do this now. But if you're not, write this down. It's called Shazam. It's S-H-A-Z-A-M. And I wanted to share that with you because we play a lot of songs that really have some depth and meaning on this show. And anywhere, even if you're not listening to my show, if you want to go back to when you were a child, you're like, oh, I love that show. I want to listen to that. You Shazam it and you download it. So I love that app. And I also want to share with you, you know, what is music therapy used for? And I just want to, because the show is tied in with licensed therapy, suggestions from licensed therapists and life coaches, combined with music therapy, what I called song therapy. But I just saw this last night. This is from the Cleveland Clinic. Music therapy is an evidence-based treatment that helps with a variety of disorders, including cardiac conditions, depression, autism, substance abuse, and Alzheimer's. And it can help with memory, lower your blood pressure, and improve coping, reduce stress, improve self-esteem, and more. That's from the Cleveland Clinic. So to me, songs do matter. And when Peggy's on vacation right now, but when there is no one to talk to, sometimes it's nice to get a little bit of therapy through songs. Do you agree with that?
I agree with that wholeheartedly. I think that, you know, our artists are, you know, creative people who mm-hmm. put words into, you know, emotions that sometimes we as regular, non-creative, you know, sometimes people can't put into words. And so when we hear those words, we kind of identify with, you know, feelings or emotions or experiences that we find peace with.
Right, because I feel like it unlocks emotions you might not even be aware of.
Exactly.
You know, and sometimes the meaning of the song to the artist is not the same meaning to you, but if you get something out of it, that's what it's all about. So to me, it's poetry, it's healing, and it's just a place to go to when you need to shift gears. So when we started this show back in February, I had zero experience, and but I was thinking, how are we going to start the show? And I thought, wow, it'd be great to figure out what love is, because I'd mentioned I went to USF here, and I had a professor that said, what is love? And I still am trying to figure out what is love, and why don't we put more into love, you know, to make it, I don't understand it. There's a lot of hurt that comes with love. But then when you have a baby, there's a lot of pain, too. So there's a parallel,
physical,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's pain and love, but it's a beautiful love, right? so, but it's a beautiful thing. So we talked about the seven types of love, the love languages, and to me, love is the common denominator everywhere, and it's definitely the common denominator. It's our theme for the Shrink and Wrap show, and because everybody matters here, and also a universal language, as you know, is simply just a smile. I mean, babies can smile. It's just it's a universal language to me, and I think those are things that we actually forget in life. Would you guys agree with that a little bit? I mean, I think we need to focus more on the positive things with love and that sort of thing.
Yeah. Love is a positive thing, and it should be everywhere, right? It's what makes the world go round.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I think it's a good intention to have every morning to just tell yourself to do just one kind, loving thing a day. You know, whatever small or big that looks like, it's just important to bring in more, you know, more happiness into our world that we so need today.
I agree. And also, I think working on giving love, you know, because when I first started researching love, and there was in Greek mythology the four types of love. So I've learned myself that I need to give more myself, because I think that's an inner piece to happiness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when people are looking for happy, to be happy, they expect other people to make them happy. But really, I really think it comes from yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And when you find the balance of loving your family, loving yourself, loving humanity. So I love the, you remember when we were talking about that? The
yes.
Four, it's Greek mythology. But that's why Trish is here, because I added a nonprofit correspondent here, because I want a balance of happiness. Right? So we're sharing and trying
giving back to the community.
Right. And that's totally believe in that. When you're not doing that, you're always taking, you know, mm-hmm. you know, and then there's not a balance. You're not going to be happy when mm-hmm. you're a taker.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of it. That's where it all began. And so we've been talking about love, but sometimes life has bumpy roads. And how do you handle that? You're going to let it determine your joy or not? You're going to let it ruin your peace of mind? You're going to let it define you for the rest of your life when you've gone through tough times? You don't want to be stuck on those tough times. And when you're in between divorces, Peggy came on, we absolutely do not encourage divorce, but it is a reality. Sometimes it happens. So Peggy's going to come on, and she's going to talk about the four type of divorces next time around. But in between, there's a period of coping and how you handle it. If you've exhausted all possibilities to make your relationship work, because that's my first answer for that.
Mm-hmm.
But if not, we're going to be talking about coping. So before we get started with coping, I would like to real quick play this song by Natasha Bedingfield. It's Pocket Full of Sunshine. And please listen to the lyrics, because it's like we're having another host on our show. So listen to A Pocket Full of Sunshine by Natasha Bedingfield.
Shake me, oh, oh. Take me away. Take me away. A secret
You're Never Gonna Break Me and Go to a Sweet Escape. And Benningfield noted Pocket Full of Sunshine as her favorite song, stating that it centers on escaping from one's troubles. So it's a positive, uplifting song. So I'm gonna let that segue into you, Carolina, and I thank you for being here today, because no matter what, if you've lost a job, if you're going through a divorce, if you're in a funk, if you're going through passages in your own life, stages of trying to figure out where you're at, I want to ask you, with coping skills, what are normal reactions for adults when they're going through coping skills?
Well, there's several normal reactions to this, to going through divorce or losing a job. There's shame, there's guilt, there's anger, there's, you know, unsolved conflict that people go through, and there's, you know, a lot of, you know, pointing fingers and resolution looking, and we are a world of fixers, right? And mm-hmm. So we need to fix things, and when we try to fix things, we try to fix them without first looking at ourselves and what we need to fix within ourselves. So I'm going to tie in a little bit of that song into this, because mm-hmm. I just heard something really important in there. Mm-hmm. She wants to escape to a place, right?
That is sweet, right?
And a lot of people that I work with, they don't realize that the escape is to externalize their thoughts. Mm-hmm. You know, that when you internalize everything that you're feeling and everything that you are experiencing in life, it only leads to a depression and an anxious place. Mm-hmm. So when we do things like giving to the community, like what Trish is here to do and talk about, mm-hmm. you know, we kind of put out the love that you had mentioned before in the four loves. We're giving of ourselves. And in turn, we are filling our well. We are taking what other people's, the thank yous that we receive from doing community service, from taking care of a neighbor, from, you know, caring for our children, etc. And we let that fill our well. Whether mm-hmm. if we walk around with all of this negativity inside, all this shame, all of the guilt, it does nothing but, you know, come up in very angry and displaced situations. So in terms of coping, you know, one of the biggest things that we can do for our kids who are having troubles, adults, adolescents, even, you know, people, is, you know, let them sit with those feelings. You know, people are afraid of feelings these days. Mm-hmm. You know, they want to move through them. They have to go to the next thing. You know, we see people, you know, looking all the time at death. Even you go to a funeral and it's like, you know, I'm sorry. Now, are you done with this? Are we going to move on? Tomorrow, are you going to go back to work? You know, we rush through feelings and we don't sit with them. And that's why we are in the state of mind that we are today, in terms of not allowing ourselves to do what naturally the body wants to do. Yeah. So processing is very important in terms of supporting and coping with a bad situation. You have to be able to sit and embrace those feelings, not be afraid of them. You know, you mentioned that in love, there's a lot of hurt. And yes, there is, but there's, you know, if we never experienced hurt in love, then how could we appreciate love, right? So, you know, we have to, there's a great poet, his name is Khalil Gibran, he's from Iran, and he says in one of his poetries that, you know, you will never have cried all of your tears if you never laughed all of your laughters. And, you know, and so it's important to feel your feelings deeply. So, that being said, other ways that are now more traditional to cope with things are, you know, for any age group, play. Play is an incredible way of dealing with things. Mm-hmm. When you're outside, when you're in the sunshine, when you are doing something transformative, like exercising and doing that in the form of play, a team sport, you know, a team building exercise of some sort, you know, for people who cannot participate in a sport, perhaps, you know, a painting class or something new, something that they, you know, are trying out through this time that helps them do that escape that your, you know, artist talks about. It's very healthy. Having time alone, people want to just surround themselves with all of these other people in times of troubles, and that's not necessarily a great thing. You know, people have a lot of opinions when we're going through divorces. People have a lot of talk, and it's unwelcome. It's kind of like being a new parent. You have all these parenting tips, and you really need to figure it out for yourself. People are going to come and go, and yes, it's nice that they're supportive, but the best thing you can do to cope is kind of live your life privately and live your life and in a place where you go to talk about these things that you're feeling with the proper person, with a therapist, with a coach, with a psychologist, whatever you need. Because that's a person that's safe, it's objective, and it's neutral. So, you know, you tend to have mutual friends, children, you know, visit mutual friends' houses, and it's very hard to be able to do that after a divorce when you have been frequenting those places together as parents. So to be able to give your child the space to not have any negative talk about the other parent, co-parent correctly.
Yes, we talked about that. Yeah, Peggy.
It's so important for them because they're constantly looking at, did I cause this?
Yes, and you just validated our last show because that's what we were saying. Just try to be as graceful as you can in whatever situation. The kids are innocent. And remember that you're an example to their life, you know, so you act by example. You live by example in front of your children's eyes, right? So
absolutely,
the way you handle conflict is what they're going to adapt into their life. So, but I read this where, just to reiterate everything you've been saying, is plan a daily exercise routine. If you go outside, go outside. Up your water intake. We talked about all this last week with Barb Teague. Get plenty of sleep. Connect and laugh with others. Be kind to each other. Be kind to yourself. And I am going to say this, and what you just mentioned about earlier the death and stuff. Listen to the news in manageable portions and limit social media.
Absolutely.
What do you have to say about that?
Absolutely. When you are going through something tragic, you know, having social media and looking at it all day and scrolling and looking at the news is having an uninvited guest in your life.
Yes.
You know, you're opening the door, you're having an open door to your home.
Yep.
You know, when you don't want friends to come in, that's what you're allowing yourself to do when you are scrolling through these things. You don't know what's going to come up next. You don't know what you're going to see next, and you don't know what triggers are hidden in the news or in social media that you may not be ready to see.
Well, I know during COVID, you know, when they had a death toll, not to bring that up, but I literally did not watch that because I couldn't. I didn't need to know anymore about that. And I turned it off because I don't know what would have happened if not, but maybe you can, and Peggy's not here, but really, when you stress yourself out so much, you actually do deplete, is it the endorphins in your, and that's a chemical that cannot be replenished.
Absolutely.
So if you are constantly faced with negativity, it will affect you chemically. And
absolutely,
that's when you definitely need to go see a therapist, because if you can't shift gears in your emotions, you definitely need to talk to somebody. So,
and it's a very biological function as well. You know, our neurotransmitters communicate with each other through synapses that are filled with hormones. And, you know, epinephrine, serotonin, dopamine, all of these things, you know, live in between our neurotransmitters. And when we deplete those things, it's kind of like depleting a cup of water, and there's no water there, so there's no, you know, that signals can't go through, and so they can't reach each other. So we have to fill those gaps again with the good juices, the happy juices that our brain makes for us to be able to not feel chronic stress, not going to a chronic stress mode.
Right,
where
right.
You're just surviving and not living.
Yeah, because people can't find happiness. And if you're at that point, then definitely we suggest maybe, you know, getting more help if you can't find that balance in your life. So, gosh, that was wonderful, wasn't it, what she said?
And I think it was such a good point that you made, not to let everybody come and give you, well, this worked for me, or try that, or, you know, give you all kinds of suggestions, but get it from the professionals who know what will really help you.
Absolutely.
Well, I think you're right about that. I do like to hear what my friends have to say. There's no doubt about that, or other people do. It's not about me, but sometimes you don't want them to project their issues on you. And, you know, so take in, they mean well, mm-hmm. but I don't think any problem is, there's an equation to everything. Every divorce is different. There's different scenarios. There's different age groups. So anyway, and the other thing that I like, and I like that you mentioned those two things, I like the fact that you said to sit. Mm-hmm. Because to sit, don't mask the problem and just get it out. And that's why I like songs, because I feel like music sometimes unlocks those emotions you're not even aware mm-hmm. that you have.
When you compartmentalize things and don't deal with them head on, then they come out in different ways.
Always. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That are not going to be good.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Wow, that was amazing. That was really good. I feel like I got a lot out of that, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah, so.
Well, thank you. So, I think we should ask people just to practice that, to practice, you know, for self-care.
Yes.
Learning to sit with those feelings.
Yeah, to sit yes. and just take them in, because it's life. It's no one's life is perfect. And that's why we're here on the Shrink and Wrap Show, because we don't want you to feel alone. And we want you to know that everybody goes through tough times. And there's so much right now that I have to limit the news intake. Like I can't, like I have to, I put a timer on it mm-hmm. and then I'm done.
Because, that's a great idea.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. just you have to kind of be in the know, but I have a timer on it. There's just a lot going on. So thank you, and that's going to be our segue into our next guest. Do we have Ro on the phone? Thank you so
you're
much.
Welcome. And you're welcome. My pleasure.
You're going to be joining us throughout the show and for other shows as well.
Sounds great.
I'm going to get you and Peggy in here together, too,
all
as
right.
well.
All right, that will be fun.
So do we have Ro? Are you getting it right now? So what...
She's on.
Oh, she's on. Hi, Ro.
Hi, Tracy.
Welcome to the Shrink and Wrap Show. How are you doing today?
Well, thank you for having me. I'm wonderful. How about you?
Thank you. Well, I just want everyone to know before we get started that you're a self-taught visual artist, and you believe in creativity without restriction. And that's just given a little... just a little piece of what I'm getting ready to talk about here. So, Ro, you and I worked together 20 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Probably at America's Story. We met, that was a long time ago. And at the time, you were writing a book, which I bought from you. And what was the name of it again?
Modeling at any age.
Modeling at any age. At any age.
Yes.
And I love that. So, and also, so you completed your book, but at the time, about, I'm going to say 20 years ago, you were going through some of life's unfortunate events, and that was the last time I saw you. And then recently, I got an invitation to go to her art show.
Oh, nice.
And it was in St. Pete, and it was on a Friday night, and I thought, you know, I haven't seen Ro in forever. I don't want to go see her artwork. I think that'd be kind of neat to do. I got in the car by myself and went down there, and ironically, Ro has, her artwork is amazing, and her common theme basically is love, and I'm going to let you take over from there. And while I pull out these photos, or not photos, but the pictures that you've painted, I want you to take it from here, like, where did you get inspired to paint your paintings?
Well, I tell you, in the 1980s, I painted 3 large murals in New York. And then, you know, I modeled for 34 years, did some acting as well. Mm-hmm. But I remarried 5 years ago, and my husband taught me unconditional love. Mm-hmm. And art was the therapy that I didn't know I needed. Mm-hmm. The more I spent in my studio, the more time I spent in my studio, the better I felt, and I thought, if I can share this joy that I found with other people through the art, mm-hmm. then I'm going to continue doing it. And so I've created a series of paintings in that love story theme, dealing with loss, insecurity, acceptance, and especially learning to love yourself no matter what you've gone through, so that you can learn to love others.
Yeah. Which is crazy, because I have zero, you know my story here, these ladies know that when I started the radio show here, I only wanted to do one show, and Lola, the cute Lola, came out, and she had 55 show contract, and I'm like, I guess I'm doing 55 shows, and I'm like, well, what am I going to do for topics? So ironically, like I explained earlier to the listeners, is that I wanted to talk about love. So here you are, here we are. Connected together as friends, and I walk in, and Ro is in this art, you know, it's like a sophisticated art store. I don't know anything about art, just to let you know. I mean, I know nothing.
I
walk in, and she's very confident, and she's poised, and everybody's looking at her, and they're mesmerized over her, and she's showing her all her artwork. And it felt like a movie with a timeline. And what's amazing is that our themes are alike. As soon as I'm going to show... like, I love this right here. She's got a simple heart here, but she's got every language written in love. Aww. Inside of the heart. And this was like, I thought, wow, this is kind of the theme of my show, the heart in the universal language. She also has another one here. You see it says Love Returns.
Yep, with the butterfly.
What do you have to say about that one,
that
Love Returns?
That is gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Can I see that?
Well, that one, you know, the saying, if you let something go and comes back to you, then it was meant to be.
Yes.
And so that's why I painted that. Sometimes, you know, we grab a hold of people and we smother them, yeah. Which is what I went through with my previous, you know, marriage.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't allowed to be free. I wasn't allowed to be me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like if you truly love someone, you've got to let them be themselves and let them pursue their dreams and their goals. And if it's meant to be, you're going to get so much more love in return.
Yeah, and you learned to love yourself, and you shifted your focus to your artwork. And now it's like it's contagious, and the positive energy that I felt going in there was amazing that night. But let me ask
you. Thank you.
Can I ask you, so when did you, what type of art do you create, Ro? Can you let everybody know what type of art you create?
Yes, it's called Op Art.
Mm-hmm.
And it's short for optical art. And so it's geometric shapes and lines. Usually it's black and white or contrasting color.
Mm-hmm.
So it creates this optical illusion. And some people call it trippy art.
Mm-hmm.
I love it when people come into the gallery and they get this look on their face like they're not sure if they should get really close and look or stand back because there's movement. And I love creating that kind of art. But many times I also incorporate either hearts or butterflies or some sea creatures in there. I like blending the abstract with the op art to get unique pieces that you don't really see out there.
Right. And they're beautiful. I loved it. I was so like, I love all this. And how do you come up with the ideas that inspire you? Like... your love story, like how did that come about?
Well, I love looking up at the, you know, tall trees.
Mm-hmm.
I live in the country now,
mm-hmm.
and I have a lot of trees in my backyard, and so when you look up and you have the sun rays coming through, to me creates a pattern, and so that's where I started painting lines, interweaving them, overlapping them, and it created a pattern, and the more I did it, the more I enjoyed it. I'm also inspired by two very well-known op art artists, Bridget Riley and Victor Vassarelli. I love all the color that they use, and so I've just stuck to that, even though most artists can do more than one thing, and I do more than one thing, but op art is my favorite.
And some of these paintings take you how many hours? Again, I know how many, but I'd like you to tell our listeners how many hours.
Hours, between 30 and 80 hours.
30 to 80 hours.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
Wow. And I'm very meticulous. Like when I paint the sides, I will tape the back so you don't get any smudges, fingerprints. So the gallery that you came to, that's Woodfield Fine Art Gallery.
Yes.
Everything is top-notch. She does not take any crafty, poured art. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't take greeting cards or anything like that. He wants everything to be fine art. And so I take great care and make sure my hands are clean. When I deliver art, I use white gloves. Just to give a nice experience.
Yes. Well, I can tell you, I loved that place, and I love your artwork. And tell us, where can we see your artwork? I'm probably gonna have to have you back on for more details. But I want the most important thing is, where can we see your art? Where can our listeners see it? Where can Trish go? Where can Carolina go? Where can we see it at?
Well, I'm in three galleries But right now I'm focusing on Woodfield Fine Art Gallery in St. Pete.
Okay.
2323 Central Avenue. He has 30 of my pieces for a month-long solo show.
Okay.
That show goes on until July 1st. In fact, I'm doing well. So Saturday I'm delivering 4 more pieces that I've been trying to cram in 2 weeks, so I put myself on house arrest.
That's amazing. So that I know, I asked her to go to lunch. She goes, well, I can't go probably until September. I'm like, okay. I said, okay. That's okay, but I'll be waiting in September for you. And really quick, because we are, I feel bad I've kind of gone over time real quick, but
okay.
I'm going to end this in a minute, but I do want to ask you, because I'm going to talk about this Breaking Free. Can you see the broken wing on the butterfly?
Mm-hmm.
This is a little bit about everything, and this really I was drawn to because this reminds me of our show that we all sometimes get a broken wing. And Ro, tell us a little bit about your love story series.
Well, starting with the Breaking Free, that relates to the inner human struggle, and whatever it is, we all have struggled at one time or another, whether it's a painful divorce, abuse, addiction, whatever that is. We deal with it. And so the right wing is free, but the left one is struggling. But in spite of the challenge, that butterfly, he's struggling, he has strength, and he's flying toward the light. So to me, it signifies hope.
Yeah.
And the love story theme as a whole, it's all about unconditional love.
Yeah.
Stop judging others and just love them unconditionally.
Well, and it affects your own soul to me. Like, you know, what you think is how you're going to feel personally. That's just my personal opinion. So,
I agree.
So, Ro, I don't know if you know this. We haven't talked, but I wanted to mention something to you. So I told you, when I walked into and I saw your artwork, I already knew when I saw that painting, Breaking Free, I thought of this song, The Dog and the Butterfly, and I thought, oh, yeah, no. I'm going to invite her on the show, and I'm going to play The Dog and the Butterfly. So,
I love that.
Yeah, I remember, and I sent you the song the other day, because I called you, and I asked you a little bit about what you're doing, and I said, I have this song, and I sent it to you, because I've never heard it, can I send it? After I sent it to you, little did I know that Heart sings that song, and I...
Yes.
Did you notice that?
I did notice that when you sent it to me. I listened to it, and I said, oh, this is apropos. I mean, I love it.
Yeah, and I had no idea that Heart... So another sign, another good sign of a positive thing. So we're going to play that. But before we play it, Ro, thank you so much for being here. And is there an email or anything that you'd like to give before we play The Dog and the Butterfly?
Yes, Ro Martinez Rhymes. That's R-I-M-E-S @gmail.com. I'm also on Instagram @RoMartinezArt.
Thank you so much. And call the station here at Tan Talk Live if you would like more information on Ro's artwork. It is truly amazing. I suggest taking your son or daughter or your partner or your wife or husband, whatever. Go down there and check out her artwork. She's there for another month.
Your work is beautiful,
isn't
by the way.
Isn't it amazing?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you. And I might be back in before you leave. I might see you before. So thank you so much.
It.
Thank you. And
thank you for having me.
Thank you, Ro. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Now, before we play this, I want to encourage our listeners one more time to really listen to the song lyrics. This song was written in 1979, and it's The Dog and the Butterfly and by Heart, and it was inspired when this lady was, Anne, the writer, said she was inspired when she looked out a window and saw a dog relentlessly chasing a butterfly. She saw the song as an inspiration when things get tough to keep going after it, which is what we've, you know, kind of talked about here today. So can we hear from Heart, The Dog and a Butterfly?
There I was with the old man, stranded again, so off I'd ran. Young world crashing around me, no possibilities of getting what I need. He looked at me and smiled, said, no, 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 child. See the dog and butterfly up in the air, he'd like to fly. Dog and butterfly.
So, The Dog and the Butterfly, I think that, I mean, where were you when that song was played? Trish?
I was young. I remember the song. I remember Heart.
Yeah.
But I remember not knowing why the dog was chasing the butterfly, right? It didn't mean that much to me then. But now, hearing it and talking about all this, you see the meaning of chasing after things and not giving up.
That's right. Right. It's a beautiful song. And what about you, Carlina? You remember the song?
Well, I remember it very well because I discovered Heart in high school, actually, like almost, well, no, at the beginning of college, actually. And I played Heart incessantly.
Yeah.
So I remember it very well. And I remember driving my little red truck.
Yeah.
Down to University of Miami.
Yeah.
And singing out loud to it. So, yeah, it brought back memories. It gave me goosebumps. Yeah.
And I know my mom used to listen to it while she'd put her makeup on. I was probably 9 years old. And so it's just a beautiful song. And Matt, I bet you weren't even born when the song was. Matt, were you born? Were you born when the song came out? 1979?
No, I was not. I was -9. I wasn't born until August 88.
Hey, take it easy on us in here. Take it easy on us.
Hey, yeah. All you did was you asked whether or not I was born when the song came out. That's how I answered. I was -8.
Be careful.
Need to sit and think about this a little bit.
That's right. I need to think about what I'm going to ask Nat next. All right. So on the line, we have John. And so today, our nonprofit host is going to help me interview John here with the 13 Ugly Men. And welcome, John, to the Shrink and Wrap Show here at Tan Talk Radio. How are you today?
Hey, I'm good. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. So I just want to say thank you for coming on. And I don't know, I'm always the one that hears about events after the fact. But I've heard about the 13 Ugly Men for years.
And for years.
I haven't been to one party because I hear about it after the fact. So Trish kindly brought you on board today. So can you tell us a little bit about the 13 Ugly Men?
Yeah, of course. So the group of men, obviously, by the name, and throw large events in Tampa. And with the proceeds of those events, we donate to the local charities here in the Tampa Bay area.
Okay, that's great. But how did the organization start and the name 13 Ugly Men? We all wonder that.
So, hey, good question. So the name is definitely up for debate of how they came up with it, but it did start with 13 guys throwing house parties. And as the parties grew, they decided to start charging money, monetizing it. And they all had a bank account. And then as the bank account started to grow, they said, what are we going to do with all this money? And they didn't want to split it. But, you know, it was pretty successful guys. And they decided, hey, let's start donating this. And after a few years of donating it, they made it official and became a nonprofit.
I'd like to know if I can make hamburgers after that with a grill. You know, at 2 o'clock in the morning, remember those days where you go out and then you
the Mako burger.
Yeah, the Mako burger.
Back in the parking lot.
I bet you there's some good, but maybe the 13 Ugly Men can have a grill underneath, you know, after the party. But no, and I read a little bit. You started at Frankie's Patio, is that right? Is that where the first was that one of the
yes.
first parties?
That was one of the first bigger parties. Yeah.
Yeah.
moving from the house to over there.
Yeah, because I read that. I happen to know Frank, but also in Tampa. Tampa's a big little city. When you're from this area, you know everybody. If you're just new, you're going to get to know everybody. So that's what I love, because it's like a big little city. So Trish, how did you get started, and how do you select your charities?
Yeah, so we have an open application process, which we announce, you know, via email and social media and online. And if we're ever doing any media interviews or anything like that, we'll definitely open up the applications. We have a specific committee that reviews the application. Mm-hmm. And just to try to narrow it down, we have a grading process. And once certain ones pass the grade, we go ahead and set up interviews with the, you know, membership, the board. And from there, the group votes on which ones to select for each event.
Right, and I did read where you donate 100% of the profits go towards 100% go towards charity. Is that correct?
It is not 100%.
I thought
I read pretty
that.
Close. So we keep a portion, you know, for operating expenses, because these events are not cheap to put on. So we definitely need to keep some for operating. But members do pay dues, which help us be able to donate as close as we can to 100%.
Well, and I'm glad you correct. I thought I'd read that, but to me, I know I used to be on a lot of boards for fundraisers, and it takes money to make money. So I totally understand that. But what you guys are doing is amazing. So,
John, what other events does 13 Ugly Men sponsor?
Yeah, so we put about 4 to 5 events on for a year. Probably our biggest event is the Halloween party, which has been around for 20-plus years. Currently, it's at Ybor at the Cuban Club, and we get about 2,500 to 3,000 people there. So that is, if you like Halloween parties, that is definitely one you got to go check out.
I've been to that one. It's fun.
Yeah, we have our videos online, too, so it's the costumes that people put on always amazing. Mm-hmm. We just actually started a golf event that we co-host with Burns Steakhouse called the Invitational, which is here at TPC Tampa Bay, turning into a really fun golf tournament where at the end, rather than just kind of normal dinner, we have music, casino games, food, and we kind of do a cigar lounge as well.
That's so nice.
That sounds fun.
I'm not a golfer, but I definitely like that event. I'm one of the ones actually chairing that one, so definitely one of the good ones.
Well, there are plenty of people who do like golf, so I'm sure that will be a very successful one. But your next party is the White Party, which I talked about a little bit here last time, but you want to tell everybody about that?
Yeah, so our next event, which is another signature event, is the White Party at the Seminole Hard Rock Tampa Bay in their new event center. So last year, we brought it back. It was gone for about 4 or 5 years while the Hard Rock was under construction. But last year was our first year back for a while, and it was a hit. We had about 1,500 people there, which is close to capacity. And, it's always interesting to be at an event and then you kind of look out in the crowd and everyone's wearing white. And like most of our events, everyone kind of gets decked out with their outfits, costumes, however you want to word it. We had a surprise guest in Vanilla Ice last year, so looking forward to this year.
Oh, fun. And that's July 29th, so it's coming up pretty soon.
Can we go?
Let's all go. Can I wear black?
Yes.
I think one year the 13 Ugly Men did do that. I wasn't in the group at the time. I think it was kind of one of the first ones where the members did wear black. That one, so they always talk. All the old timers always talk about. Oh, this one time we all wore black at the White Party. I'm like, all right, well, that's cool.
That's funny. Well, John, how long have you yourself been part of the group?
So I joined in 2016. We have a recruitment process for members as well, and I made the cut apparently. So I joined, and really have enjoyed it ever since I joined, and have developed a really good relationship, good friends, and ultimately it has been great to impact charities in the Tampa area.
Again, that's everything we've been talking about, a balance in life where you're enjoying your life, you're enjoying it and giving it back, and we thank you for sharing this information. Where can our listeners get more information for any of your upcoming events other than our show? Because Trish is going to be in contact through any events that you guys have. We definitely want to help promote them, but where can they get in contact outside of our radio show to you?
Yeah, so definitely our website, 13uglymen.com. Facebook page, and Instagram. Those would be the main three. Okay. And then one thing I do want to mention with the White Party, I forgot, is the benefiting charity is the Heart Gallery. So we're really excited about that.
Oh, see?
That's awesome.
Now, do you see that?
I love it.
It's not just coincidence. Do you think it's coincidence?
I don't think so.
Come on.
Another heart.
It's all about love. I love it. The common denominator. Okay. So thank you so much, John. We will be talking to you throughout the year through any event. Please call us. Get in contact with Trish, and maybe we'll see you at your event.
I'm looking forward to it. Thanks for your time.
Okay.
Thanks, John.
Have a great day. Thank you. So, Trish, you have another event coming up, and then we've got Renee on the line.
Okay.
So I want to hear about this event. That sounds kind of fun as well.
Okay. So Sage's Theater that we've talked about, the Senior Actors Guild and Education Services is partnering with the Francis Wilson Playhouse to do another one of their informative plays talking about seniors, and the topic is how to determine when driving is compromised in the elderly population.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love it. Can
I say, it's so important.
It is. And can I say, the actors and actresses in these plays are amazing. And if you do not know how to act or act, if you don't know how to act at all, go to Carol Gordon Acting School and start there. And she'll get you into Sage's. And you meet a lot of people. It doesn't matter how old you are, but Carol Gordon Acting School and Sage's, definitely get connected with them if you're interested in that. So, what else?
This is their original play called Deal Makers, and it's free.
Uh-huh.
And it's this Saturday, the 24th at 2 o'clock. And if you want more information on that, go to Plays with a Purpose at sagestheater.org.
And they are really funny. They're fun. Do something different. Get out there.
That's Saturday. And real quick,
if you
don't have anything to do Friday, this coming Friday, Embassy Suites at Tampa Airport West Shore is hosting a Yappy Hour.
Yappy Hour?
To benefit the Humane Society, which we all know is a shelter that provides services for homeless animals. And it's going to feature drinks and snacks for humans and for your doggies.
Oh, I love it.
So you and your dog will have a blast mingling and relaxing and enjoying Friday night. So that's the 23rd from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Embassy Suites on West Shore Boulevard.
I love that. Thank you. And those are all nonprofit events. And
they are.
Thank you so much for doing your homework on that. And now we have Renee with the entertainment around Tampa Bay, the Tampa Bay area. Renee.
All right.
Thank you so much for doing your homework on that. And now we have Renee with the entertainment.
Is Renee here? Hello, hello.
She was.
There she is.
There we go. Yeah, we heard the delay on there, Renee. What happened?
Did you hear the delay?
Renee, yes. I just heard
I
you.
I heard the delay.
I heard you come up for water. Can you hear me?
Did you hear me? Oh, my God.
It's going to be another long ride home.
Yes.
Oh, the joys of live radio.
Can you hear me now?
Renee, thank you for coming on, girl. And listen, you are going to come live with us one of these shows. But tell us, we have 5 minutes. So you've got 2 minutes to tell us.
Teen Ugly Men. I went last year to their White Party, and it was spectacular.
That's awesome.
It was a fun party, and there was a lot of people.
Okay, we're going this year.
Yeah, we got to go.
This year, we're going to do
like
it.
That sounds fun.
Hey, I know what's coming up. Well, we're not going to be on next Thursday, but I wanted to let you know that there's a lot going on for the 4th. But the one thing I want to hit really quick, on the 4th of July, I don't know if everybody knows this, there's a huge boat and water ski show down in Tampa, and the festivities start from 4 p.m. to like 9 p.m. I think it's when the fireworks start.
Mm-hmm.
But it includes all these areas, Armature Works, Channel Side, Convention Center, Curtis Dixon, Davis Island, Harbor Island, Sparkman Wharf, and Waterfront. There is a lot going on, but the fireworks start at 9. What I wanted to tell you, some little bird, Trish, told me about this great little hidden lagoon. It's metrolagoons.com, and if you all haven't checked this out, I just got back from Cabo, but there's a Cabo right in our backyard.
That's right.
It's in Epperson, Florida, close to Wesley Chapel, but it's a lagoon, like 7-acre lagoon with slides and paddleboarding, swimming, and what caught me was the swim-up bar, okay?
For adults.
And it's open until 9 p.m. and they have live entertainment. But you can go on their website. It's metrolagoons.com, and then you can buy your ticket on there. I think it's like $40, $45, but it's close to Wesley Chapel, and it's close for all of us. There's several of them.
It's amazing.
But what I wanted to, have you all checked out this new little 70s place in St. Pete called Goodnight John Boy?
I checked it out with you.
Okay, I wasn't sure if you told them about it.
My daughter checked it out. She said it's great.
It's a fun 70s retro bar that we kept saying, right, Tracy? We kept saying, okay, we're going to sit down now. And we were dancing, and we're like, okay, we're going to give our feet a chance to sit. And as soon as we said that, another great song hit.
Yeah, it's called Goodnight, Johnny Boy. I think I interrupted you, Renee, during that. I'm sorry, but it has a big disco ball, so it's a real dance floor down in St. Pete. So, and Renee, you took me down there. I had a blast. We never did sit down, actually.
Named after the Waltons, Goodnight, John Boy.
It's named after the Waltons. It's a very cool, the history of that.
I'm just keeping a list of all these places, because I'll start.
Oh, Renee, you guys, I feel so bad, but I've got Matt in there giving me a two-minute mark. I got to wrap it up really quick.
We got about 2.5 minutes.
2.5 minutes. Renee, thank you so much. We will see you July 8th. And listeners, thank you for being part of our show. We want you to live your best life, because the rest of your story is unwritten. And I want to play this song real quick by Coldplay. Paradise. It's about a girl. He says pretty much about a girl that's just about being a little bit lost in the world, but escaping through fantasy. And I just want to conclude today's show with, without change, there would be no butterflies. We will see you back here July 8th with Peggy, our shrink. Carlina, thank you so much, Carlina. Thank you, Trish. Thank you, Renee. Thank you, Matt. Have a great day.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.